Hi there, it's Clint Salter, founder of Studio Success Formula, and welcome back to today's lesson, which is all about creating your admire analysis. Now, for most of you, this might have been called something more like a competitor analysis, but my thoughts on competitors is that you only have one, and that's you. You're not competing with a studio across or up the road or next door to you. You're competing against yourself. And this should be where your focus lies when driving your business forward, while striving to be cutting edge and first class in your training and the way that you do business. Now, am I saying that I want you to walk around blind without any idea of what other studio owners are doing? Absolutely not. What I want you to do is to be creating a list of about five studios that inspire you. And you want to look at those studios, at all the awesome things that they're doing in their business, and see how you can incorporate the aspects of their business that you love into your studio. So use this as inspiration to make a positive change in your business. The other cool thing is that these studios don't need to be across the road. They can be across the other side of the globe or the world or a few cities away. Location is really not important for this. I want to make one thing very clear here. You're looking for inspiration. You're not looking to plagiarize or to rip off anyone. So what types of things do you need to be looking out for when creating your really cool admire analysis? I'm going to talk you through it. By the way, this should be an exercise that you do about once a year for 1 to 2 hours. That's it. The rest of the time, I want you to be really focused on your studio and not looking sideways. Okay, so step number one, and that's your social scan. So social media is here to stay, so it's really important that your social media strategies are consistent and solid. We're going to be going through the social media strategy for your studio in an upcoming module, which you can implement, but I really want you to have a look to see what other studios you admire are posting and how engaged their audiences are. Because that's the real key right there, the engagement levels. So social media is a great way to build your studio's culture outside of your studio. You know, so see how they're doing it. And we'll discuss this in further detail in our marketing modules. Step two is website wonders. So keeping with the digital theme, I want you to jump over to the website to get a feel for what they have happening in their website. I want you to look at things like, are they updating their pages regularly, you know, their news page, what types of awesome things are they celebrating, you know, what are their students up to. I'm going to give you the winning website formula as well in our marketing modules, but have a browse and see if there's any key takeaways that you could implement into your studio. Their timetable. As a studio owner, you're always looking for more efficient, effective ways to timetable your classes. Now, this is a very tailored thing, and although we can't please everyone, there are certainly some tweaks that we can make that can easily increase numbers and limit the amount of days our students need to come to us without impacting our bottom line. I want you to have a look at these five studios, you know, and see if there's any tips that you can get from them. We don't want you to go through this process in a huge amount of detail, and we don't go through this process in a lot of detail in Studio Success Formula, because the fact is that there is a different equation when it comes to timetabling for every studio, and without knowing your class numbers and the classes that you offer, the amount of studios that you have access to, you know, unfortunately, I can't give you the formula that's what's going to work best for your business. But if you are a part of our VIP members, I'd love you to jump over to the forum. We've got a section there where we talk about timetables. And let's have a conversation there about it. Post your questions and I'll have a look at it for you. Step number four is classes. I want you to have a look at the classes they are offering. What you want to look for here is any additional classes that you could run at your studio, which you could fill with current students that complements your current offering. Maybe it's a stretch class, or it could be Zumba, or an adult class for parents while they wait for their children. You would have seen from what we've just gone through that I don't mention anything about fees. This is because your studio selling point should never be based on price or affordability. ever. I want you to charge what you're worth, and then you're going to attract your ideal students and families that are going to be a perfect part to your studio. I still want you to have a look and make sure you know what the prices are that your local studios are offering, but you know, I don't want you to base your fee structure around theirs. So as I mentioned earlier in this exercise, you know, you should only do this process once a year. The rest of the time, you're head down working on your business and not looking sideways. If you haven't done it in my analysis over the last year, spend an hour or so having a look around. I want to really thank you again for joining me on this lesson. As you can see, it's short and sharp, but you know, what I'm really about and what I've seen over the last, you know, 6 years, at least just working one-on-one with dance studio owners, is that the ones that are getting the great results, the ones that are really thriving and that are successful, are the ones that are paving their own path. You know, they're moving forward, they're accelerating their growth, and they're not looking continually sideways at what everyone else is doing. You know, they're focused on their business, they're focused on giving the best possible experience to their dance students, to their dance families, and they're the ones that are doing really well with their business and that are creating freedom in their life as well. So again, thank you so much for joining me. We're whizzing through Studio Success Formula. There's so much to go, and I'm really looking forward to continuing this journey with you. I'll see you next time. For now, take care. Bye.